And these are the questions that I ask myself.
18-year-old Caitlin Bastable, a senior at Wausau Neumann High School, runs through her presentation comparing the effects of Gatorade and water on the blood sugar levels of high school athletes.
I tested this by using the diabetes equipment, finger prick Lansing device, and a glucose monitor. In my family, diabetes is quite common.
Caitlin's mother was recently diagnosed with diabetes. That fact and her activity here as a star athlete on the Wausau Neumann track field shaped her experiment. Caitlin tested football and soccer players at practice, giving them Gatorade one day and only water the next.
I learned that athletes should consume Gatorade only if they're doing intense physical activity like endurance, like marathon runners, whereas high school athletes should mainly only consume water.
While energy drinks help athletes during rigorous training, Caitlin's research showed no health benefit for casual users.
I think they're dangerous in a sense that if you're not physically active, these athletic drinks wouldn't be beneficial for you at all. They just hurt you in the long run.
Caitlin's mother, Linda Bastable, is also a high school teacher, and she's impressed with her daughter's research.
She is a high school student, and this I felt was something that a college student would be doing. She was able to accomplish her goal, and then to get this far, it's amazing.
Oh, my mom. she's very strong-willed, and she is like the rock. She's the person I go to for help.
Caitlin Bastable will be on her own in Washington, D.C. this weekend as one of 60 students vying for a $50,000 prize in the Young Epidemiology Scholars Competition. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.